Welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most reliable topic areas in the entire specification, geometry and measures, specifically angles, polygons, and parallel lines. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up every single year, and the good news is, once you know the rules, you can pick up marks very reliably. So let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently identify and apply every angle property you need, work out interior and exterior angles of any polygon, and, crucially, write your working in a way that earns you every method mark available. Let's go. Section 1, the foundations. Let's start right at the beginning with the building blocks. Geometry is built on a small number of rules that you combine to solve problems. Think of them like a toolkit. You need to know every tool and when to use it. Rule number 1, angles on a straight line add up to 180 degrees. This seems obvious, but it's used constantly. If you have a straight line and someone draws two or more angles on top of it, they must sum to 180. So if one angle is 110 degrees, the other must be 70 degrees. Simple. Rule number 2, angles around a point add up to 360 degrees. Imagine standing in the middle of a roundabout. A full turn is 360 degrees. If you have three angles meeting at a point and two of them are 90 and 130 degrees, the third must be 360 minus 90 minus 130, which gives you 140 degrees. Rule number 3, vertically opposite angles are equal. This is one students often misremember. When two straight lines cross each other, they form four angles. The angles directly opposite each other, the ones that look like they're facing each other, are equal. This only applies when lines actually intersect. You cannot use this rule for lines that don't cross. Now here's a memory hook I love for these three rules. Think of the phrase, lines are half, points are full, crossing makes twins. Lines, straight lines, give you half a turn, which is 180. Points give you a full turn, 360. And crossing lines make twin pairs. Vertically opposite angles that are equal. Say it with me. Lines are half, points are full, crossing makes twins. Section 2, parallel lines and the transversal. Now we move to one of the most tested areas in this topic, parallel lines cut by a transversal. A transversal is just a fancy word for a line that crosses two or more parallel lines. When this happens, eight angles are formed, four at each intersection, and they have very specific relationships. There are three relationships you absolutely must know. First, alternate angles. These are the angles that sit on opposite sides of the transversal between the two parallel lines. They look like the letter Z, or sometimes a backward Z. That's why some teachers call them Z angles. Alternate angles are always equal. If one is 65 degrees, the other is also 65 degrees. Second, corresponding angles. These sit on the same side of the transversal and are in the same position at each intersection, both above the parallel line or both below. They look like the letter F. Corresponding angles are always equal. If one is 112 degrees, its corresponding angle is also 112 degrees. Third, co-interior angles, also called allied angles, or same-side interior angles. These sit between the two parallel lines on the same side of the transversal. They look like the letter C or U. Co-interior angles add up to 180 degrees. They are supplementary. Here's a brilliant memory trick. Z equals F equals C adds to 180. Or if you prefer, zebras and foxes are equal, but caterpillars add up to 180. Pick whichever sticks for you. Now, a critical exam point. You must only apply these rules when you know the lines are parallel. The question will either tell you directly, AB is parallel to CD, or show you with arrow notation on the diagram. If the lines aren't confirmed as parallel, you cannot use alternate, corresponding, or co-interior angle rules. This is one of the most common errors examiners see. Section 3, angles in triangles and polygons. Let's move on to triangles. The interior angles of any triangle add up to 180 degrees. This is a fact you must know, but more importantly, you should know why it's true, because examiners sometimes ask you to prove it or explain it. Here's the proof. Draw a triangle, draw a line through the top vertex, parallel to the base. The two base angles of the triangle are alternate angles to the angles formed at the top vertex because the base and the new line are parallel. The three angles at the top vertex form a straight line, so they sum to 180. Therefore, the three interior angles of the triangle sum to 180. That's a beautiful, clean proof, and if you can reproduce it, you'll impress any examiner. Now, from triangles, we can work out the angle sum of any polygon. The key idea is this. You can divide any polygon into triangles by drawing diagonals from a single vertex. A quadrilateral splits into two triangles, giving 2 times 180, which is 360 degrees. A pentagon splits into three triangles, giving 3 times 180, which is 540 degrees. A hexagon splits into four triangles, giving 720 degrees. The general formula is interior angle sum equals n minus 2 multiplied by 180 degrees, where n is the number of sides. This formula is essential. Write it on a sticky note, put it on your mirror. You must memorize this. For a regular polygon, one where all sides and all angles are equal, you can find each interior angle by dividing the total sum by the number of sides. So for a regular hexagon, 720 divided by 6 equals 120 degrees per interior angle. Now, exterior angles. The exterior angle of a polygon is the angle you turn through when you walk along each side and turn at each vertex. For any convex polygon, the exterior angles always add up to 360 degrees, regardless of the number of sides. Think of it this way. If you walked all the way around a polygon and came back to where you started, you'd have turned through a full circle, 360 degrees. For a regular polygon, each exterior angle equals 360 divided by n. And here's a key relationship. Interior angle plus exterior angle equals 180 degrees, because they sit on a straight line together. Section 4, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip number 1, always annotate your diagram. Before you calculate anything, go through the diagram and mark on every angle fact you know. Write straight line equals 180 inches or corresponding angles next to each step. This does two things. It helps you think logically, and it earns you method marks, even if you make an arithmetic error later. Tip number 2, show your reasoning at every step. In a multi-step problem, write a reason next to each angle you calculate. For example, angle ABD equals 65 degrees, alternate angles with parallel lines, AB and CD. Examiners are explicitly told to award marks for correct reasoning, even when the final answer is wrong. Never skip the reason. Tip number 3, don't assume lines are parallel just because they look parallel on the diagram. Unless the question states it or shows arrow notation, you cannot use parallel line rules. This catches out so many candidates. Tip number 4, when counting triangles inside a polygon, always draw the diagonals from one vertex only. If you draw diagonals from multiple vertices, you'll create overlapping triangles and get the wrong count. From one vertex of an n-sided polygon, you always get n minus 2 triangles. Tip number 5, for exterior angles, remember the sum is always 360 for any convex polygon. Students often confuse this with 180. A good way to remember, exterior angles are the turning angles and a full turn is 360. Common mistake number 1, confusing alternate and corresponding angles. Alternate angles are between the parallel lines on opposite sides of the transversal. They make a Z shape. Corresponding angles are on the same side in the same position. They make an F shape. If you're unsure, draw the Z or F on your diagram. Common mistake number 2, applying vertically opposite angles to lines that don't intersect. Vertically opposite angles only exist at a point of intersection. Two parallel lines never intersect, so they never have vertically opposite angles. Common mistake number 3, forgetting to state the reason. In geometry questions, the reason is part of the answer. Angle X equals 55 degrees is worth one mark. Angle X equals 55 degrees, angles on a straight line sum to 180 degrees is worth two marks. Always include the reason. Section 5, quick fire recall quiz. Let's test your knowledge. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then I'll give you the answer. Question 1, what do angles on a straight line add up to? The answer is 180 degrees. Question 2. What is the formula for the interior angle sum of a polygon with n sides? The answer is n minus 2 multiplied by 180 degrees. Question 3. Alternate angles are equal. What shape do they make with the transversal? The answer is a Z shape. Question 4. The exterior angles of any convex polygon always add up to what? The answer is 360 degrees. Question 5. Two lines cross at a point. One angle formed is 73 degrees. What is the vertically opposite angle? The answer is 73 degrees. Vertically opposite angles are equal. Question 6. A regular polygon has exterior angles of 45 degrees each. How many sides does it have? The answer is 360 divided by 45, which equals 8 sides. It's a regular octagon. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread the relevant section. Section 6, summary and sign off. Let's bring it all together. Here are the 5 things you absolutely must walk into the exam knowing. 1, angles on a straight line sum to 180, angles around a point sum to 360, vertically opposite angles are equal. 2, for parallel lines cut by a transversal, alternate angles are equal, Z shape, corresponding angles are equal, F shape, and co-interior angles sum to 180, C shape. 3, interior angles of any triangle sum to 180 degrees. 4, interior angle sum of any polygon equals n minus 2 times 180 degrees. Must memorize this formula. 5, exterior angles of any convex polygon always sum to 360 degrees. And the golden exam rule, always write your reason next to every angle you calculate. That one habit alone can be worth 2 or 3 extra marks in a geometry question. You've got this? Geometry is one of those topics where consistent practice with clear reasoning pays off every time. Go through some past paper questions, annotate your diagrams, write your reasons, and those marks will stack up. Good luck with your revision. I'll see you in the next episode. Keep going. You're doing brilliantly.